Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. You know the theme of this show. Concepts. Concepts you're not seeing all too often. That's the reason I do this show. Concepts in healing. I don't know what I haven't done or tried over 25 years. Undoubtedly, my learning process will go on forever. It's an infinite amount of information, an infinite amount of passion that I bring to your healing and to find new ways to get you to see it the way I see it. And that's the theme of the show, thus Straight Talk on Health. Today's show, Advanced Concepts in Healing Disease, How Wrong Perspectives Guarantee Failure. Now, I hit this concept, this theme, from various dimensions all the time. So I say to myself, then why, after all that effort, do people still come in and ask me, do you treat this condition, Dr. Medici? If you're one of those people suffering from chronic illness, parading around to different doctors' offices, especially the holistic type, and you're constantly saying, but what I want to know is, what's your success rate with my type of disease? I've got cancer. I've got heart disease. I suffer from relentless chronic low back pain. I've got irritable bowel syndrome. I've got fibromyalgia. I've got memory loss. I have the early stages of Parkinson's. I have diabetes. And you're the kind of person that walks into your doctor and consistently finds themselves saying, does this doctor treat this type of disease? You're making a big mistake. I'm going to pound this into you today over the next 30 minutes, and then later on you get to my website within an hour or so, and I'm going to pound it into you in an even more comprehensive way. And the reason is, you keep doing this. You have to stop asking the wrong questions. Your life is just a bunch of things you got to do to get the job done so life can go the way you want it to go. Family, so on and so forth. And then one day you find yourself incapable of getting up out of bed. The natural thing to do, so it's not a criticism, the natural thing to do is find out what your condition is and what you're going to do about your condition. And this is what you see people do. Now, that makes sense, right? You've got irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. You pick the illness. You pick the illness. Throw your illness in. Throw your family illness in. The show is about the whole picture. So pick your illness, pick your symptom. And what you do is you go to Google, you get on YouTube, and you surf. And you surf the web for solutions. And what's the question you put in to the toolbar? The question you put in is cures for my cancer, cures for my brain cancer, cures for my heart condition, cures for my liver problem, how to prevent renal failure. And that's understandable. And that's the mistake. The question you should be asking is, How can I, John Q. Smith, how can I, John Smith, feed my health specific to my health portfolio? That is a very different question. When you find in process a doctor that you trust to help you in your healing journey, the question you want to be asking that doctor, the question you want to ask the office, and really where you ought to put your attention, is what are the things that you can do specific to your health portfolio so that you can feed your health to bring enough of a health climax to your body so that your body can send it where it needs to send it to cure the disease. That's very different. You see the difference? Now, that most people don't see this is understandable. It's understandable because we have the allopathic model, and the allopathic model is, of course, you've got a symptom, you go to the doctor, you get a diagnosis, so now you know the name of your disease. And then the doctor tells you how to treat your disease. Right there, you're doomed as far as the other model is concerned. You're doomed. Because treating your disease has nothing to do with building your health. Now, yes, 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 many of you know that, so you jump into the holistic model. And what does the holistic model do? Generally, the holistic model answers your first and foremost question. What are you going to do about my disease? What's your success rate with my disease? I want to compare your success rate with my disease to my medical doctor's success rate with my disease. And I'll look at his success rate, and I'll look at your success rate, and then I'll make a reasonable decision, or maybe I'll do both. You're still missing it by a mile. In a sense, right, this is all self-evident, really, when you watch people. And that includes many of you that are nodding your head right now saying, yes, I understand. Oh, I get it. But when you really watch people work with their problem, the first thing they want to know is, what do I do for this new problem I found out that I have? And that is the first step towards failure. And that's the point of the show today. Now, I'm going to fill in the blanks. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. This is about how to give you guidelines, how to give you tools to navigate yourself towards a healing for you, specific to you, to specific to your problem. And that's what there's not enough of. I'm never going to stop pounding this into you. 9 out of 10 people, I don't care who they think they are, what their educational background is, they're doing the same thing all the time. You got to let go of your disease. You got to let go of your symptom. The ramifications of this run very deep. If you can get my point, the ramifications will run very deep. For instance, the minute you realize that your cure is in feeding your health, you stop focusing on your disease. You don't measure your improvements based upon the lessening or the decrease or the change in your symptomology. Let me say that another way. If you have low back pain and somebody's told you your low back pain is because you have a facet syndrome, you've got a 3 millimeter disc bulge just slightly touching the dural sheath. If you've been given an orthopedic diagnosis, which is often a diagnosis of exclusion, and I'm going to define that in a moment. A lot of you are getting diagnoses of exclusion. Most of you going into doctor's offices are just being given a description of your symptoms. I'll give you an example. You walk in because your head hurts. You say to your doctor, you know, my head hurts. 3 days a week, my head hurts. And the doctor says, hang out for a few minutes. I'm going to test you in a variety of ways. Then I'm going to tell you what's going on. And he does his tests and he goes into the other room and he has a little conference, reads an article, comes out and says, you have a headache. You walk in saying your head hurts and you walk out with the doctor stamping on your head that you have a headache. You laugh. That's exactly what they're doing. I'll give you an example. It's a lot closer to home. Cancer. Do you know that the diagnosis of cancer means nothing? It doesn't mean anything. Well, yes, in a sense. You've got an issue you've got to deal with, but that's just a description of what's going on. Cancer means an uncontrolled cell replication rate. It means cells are multiplying and multiplying faster than they're supposed to multiply in their primordial, not mature adult state. And that's happening unwantedly in an unsupervised way. Great. So you find out you have that. You walk out. I have cancer. What is that? It's not really a diagnosis. It's just a description. Diagnosis is cause. Diagnosis is causality. You've just been told you have cancer. You've just been told you have heart disease. You've just been told you have senile dementia. You've just been told you have the beginning of Alzheimer's. You've just been told you're diabetic. You've just been told you have an autoimmune disease. You've been told nothing. What you should be told, in the interest of diagnosis, rather than a diagnosis of exclusion, we don't know what the cause is, so we give it a stupid name. No better example exists than fibromyalgia. Have you been told you have fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia, check the name out. Pain in the myofascial system, fibromyalgia. There we go. Pain in the head is a headache. You laugh. That's what people go to doctors for. Idiotic diagnoses of exclusion. Here's a diagnosis to fibromyalgia. You, John Q. Smith, are internalizing your emotions, grinding up your teeth because you're frustrated with your life and it began in childhood. And all that grinding and all that twisting locks up your neck and your cranial bones all the way down to your feet. So you wake up every day in an entire cascade of muscular pain. That's a diagnosis. See, that's a functional diagnosis. It tells you what really the cause is. But if your fibromyalgia is from that, nothing's mentioned about that. We just give you a name and we say, this is how you treat fibromyalgia. Go ahead, look it up. Cures for fibromyalgia. This guy's got this cure and this guy's got this cure and that guy's got that cure. MDs, herbalists, everybody's got a cure for something. And what you need is a diagnosis. But what you get instead of a diagnosis is a diagnosis of exclusion, just a mere little description of what you already know you have. That's what we call medicine today. And that's why medicine today is failing. It fails generally, whether it's holistic or it fails if it's allopathic. It fails because you're not taking in the advanced concepts. There are deeper concepts. I'm giving you the first one now. Treat health, not disease. Focus on health, not disease. Okay, focus on health, not disease. Let me give you a sense of how that works. A person comes in with incorrigible low back pain for 20 years. And this person's been everywhere. You know the type. They've been down for years, and they've been everywhere. They've been to every medical doctor, every medical clinic in the world, and they've been to every holistic practitioner, everywhere. They've spent the best that money can buy, and when they walk in, they know more specific, unfortunately, nonsense about all the little fun facts about their illness. Is that you?